Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Our mission is to help you lead your friends and loved ones to Jesus through friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And we're trying to help people spread this all over the world, like Livio Latsari in Cyprus. Cyprus, it's amazing. But this takes a whole team and resources. And thanks to you, we've reached $900,000. We are so close. If we reach 1 million by Christmas, then it will be matched by a second million. Help us cross the goal line and help people all over the world. Click donate below. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the first book of Kings, Elijah the prophet is fleeing from the wrath of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. He's going to consult with God himself on his holy mountain, and he waits for God to come. Listen to what he experiences. Then the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will pass by." There was a strong and violent wind rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still, small voice. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. We all expect God to come dramatically, to make an entrance. We expect it to be big and loud, but when it's big and loud, often enough, it isn't God. In fact, it usually isn't, because when God comes, he comes quietly. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The prophecies about the Messiah led people to expect that when he came, the Lord's anointed one, the universal king, it would be big and loud. The coming of a king, of the greatest king of all time, surely when he came, everyone would know. But no, it was a quiet coming. Perhaps the most famous Christmas song is Silent Night. There was an emergency pregnancy, and a poor woman gave birth in what today would be the equivalent of someone else's garage. Why would anyone notice? There were some interesting irregularities in the position of the stars. However, stars don't make any noise. And who's going to notice a small change in the night sky? A bridge had been built between heaven and earth, but it had been constructed without a sound. The creator of the universe had come to visit Palestine, but he didn't want a fuss, because God tends to perform his greatest works in silence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christ continues to come. God continues to send the universal mediator into the world, body, blood, soul, and divinity. A priest takes bread and wine in his hands, and he says the sacred words. And what happens? In itself, the summary of all God's greatest works. The incarnation is made present. Christ's suffering on his cross is made present. The supreme gift of God to humanity and humanity to God is exchanged. In other words, when the priest says those words, the most important event in the world happens. But what do we see happen? Nothing. That shouldn't surprise us. It fits with God's style. When he comes quietly. That's how he achieves his greatest works. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Maybe the most discouraging aspect of the Christian life is that we don't notice our spiritual progress. We go to confession over and over, and we don't see our sins slipping away. We go to Mass over and over. We keep praying the rosary. We keep trying to make a daily habit of meditation and a resolution, yet we don't feel any closer to the Lord. So where is God? He's there. He's coming. He's working. He's bringing you on the path to holiness in his own way. Yeah, that's right. You can't see it. You can't feel it. But that shouldn't surprise you, because that fits with God's style. When he comes quietly. That's how he achieves his greatest works. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A final implication of God's quiet style is that we have to acknowledge that we often won't be able to recognize the key moments of God's intervention. No one noticed when Christ was born. Everyone was sleeping when Christ rose from the tomb. And yet, those were the two most important events in the history of the universe. Because God works quietly, it means his providential guidance isn't easy to read. So be careful about trying to read the signs of the times too confidently, because God's most important victories are often too quiet to notice. In fact, his most important victories take place in the soul. Don't make too much of big, obvious cultural victories or big, obvious cultural setbacks. God knows where the important changes and the important victories are happening. And no matter what people notice, we can be confident that he is working quietly to achieve the magnificent fulfillment of his plan. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation, or what caught your attention?
You know, I've been reading a lot more recently, and I've watched a few good movies, and I'm thinking, it is so different in when we write. We really want to make every big turning point so explosive in a way, where all the momentum builds up in one crescendo, and it's momentous, and you feel it. And that is, it's really not accurate to life in so many ways, but not in a way that, oh, life kind of pales in comparison. But it reminded me of a specific moment in War and Peace. I won't spoil anything, but there was one side plot where I was like waiting for this big release and this momentous, like, this has to end in a huge fight. This has to be insane. And it was quietly written out in a single sentence. And I was just like, it sort of took my breath away. I was like, what?
Oh, so it actually did.
I was like, it just happened quietly. And I was like,
but it took your breath away.
Who writes like this? Yeah, because I was just shocked. But in a way, it was so accurate to life.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of War and Peace. But it also, I was just turning that over in my head, thinking of like, life really is an incredible story. But part of that is I look back at my own life and a lot of the biggest torments and the biggest weights, and they have almost always been lifted quite unceremoniously while I wasn't looking. And I think that's the challenge of gratitude and patience. Mm. Like, we're all trying to shake God down and be like, this is what I need. Give it to me now while I'm looking at it, while I'm begging you, while I'm throwing all of my sacrifices at you. Like, we can move his will by our own. And usually it's in the silence and in the patience and the trust that all of those things are resolved. And we have to still be looking and waiting to even notice that they've been fixed. Because there have been so many big things where I look back and I'm like, I didn't even realize that my prayer was answered.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, on the one hand, we can beg and plead in prayer for God to get down here and do something. And on the other hand, we can be so consumed with making it happen ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to me, it's so stunning that our effort won't make it happen.
Yeah. It seems to me like God is always saying, wait patiently, look closely. Because there are so many really quiet moments that are a million times greater than any written story. We just don't see it that way because we don't look closely. And we don't listen. And we're not waiting for it. And we're not satisfied with it.
So what do you think we should do?
I think this is a great place for daily mass and daily gratitude. Because I think it's such a good time to slow me down and remind me how good my day was, how good his gifts are, even how good a lot of the suffering is. Because it makes you, when you know that you have to stop and give thanks every day, you have to look at every day and be grateful. And you have to reflect on the things you've prayed for and the things he's done for you. Even if you can't make it to that mass, that time for gratitude, I think, has to happen every single day.
Yeah, one of the best things was a friend on the night of Thanksgiving asked, hey, did you make your list of things you're thankful for? And I hadn't done it. So late that night, I sat and just wrote all the things I was grateful to God for.
I had a different experience. I had, around that time, I was rushing and I was really hungry and I stopped by Chick-fil-A to get a quick lunch, and I was really caught off guard when one of the workers, she goes, oh, here's your receipt. Anyways, what's one thing you're grateful for? And I looked at her like I wanted to kill her. I was like, I am starving. Please just give me my receipt. I was like, this is such a kind thing. I can't think about this right now. We should be thinking about it. I should have had an answer off the top of my head.
Well, now as we're getting very close to Christmas, it is a very important time to stop thinking we can make everything happen by our effort and to become more still and quiet and appreciate what God is doing. And be nicer to the Chick-fil-A people. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.